SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Indigenous Literacy Foundation wins a prestigious international award for exceptional contribution to children's literature. The federal opposition questions Penny Wong's call for the recognition of a Palestinian state. And millions of Muslims mark the end of Ramadan. The Indigenous Literacy Foundation, ILF, is the 2024 recipient of the Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award, ALMA, for Children's Literature. The announcement was made in a live program from Stockholm and at the Bologna Children's Book Fair on Tuesday, April 9. The winner was announced from 244 candidates from 68 countries and regions. With a prize of 5 million Swedish krona, equivalent to 725,000 Australian dollars, it's the largest award of its kind in the world. Indigenous Literacy Foundation CEO Ben Bowen said, "This is not possible without the support of our donors, supporters, volunteers, ambassadors, and community partners that enable an organization of around 30 staff to support literacy in over 400 remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities." The funds will be used to support the ongoing ambition of the ILF to support community literacy aspiration through publishing and providing culturally relevant books and resources. The mayor of Alice Springs, Matt Patterson, wants the extra police that have been deployed in the town to remain beyond the end of the youth curfew. The curfew has been extended until next Tuesday, April 15. Mayor Patterson has told the ABC the additional police resources need to stay in place.
We all understand the resourcing is the massive challenge to implement the proactive stuff as need be. But look, quite clearly the levels we have now are the levels that work.
Adults who recruit children under 18 to commit crimes will face prison sentences of up to 15 years under changes proposed by South Australia. Attorney General Kaya Maher says the changes have come about after engagement over a discussion paper proposing to raise the age of criminal responsibility in South Australia and not in response to any specific event or a rise in youth crime. The federal opposition has questioned Penny Wong's call for the recognition of a Palestinian state as part of a two-state solution. Senator Wong says recognition is an important step towards that goal and says a two-state solution is the only hope for a long-term peace and security for Israel. But Coalition Senator Simon Birmingham has told the ABC Senator Wong needs to clarify her position.
These things are easy to say, but to be simultaneously urging for a ceasefire that would seem to leave Hamas in place is, of course, not going to achieve the type of outcome or environment that could give you a secure environment for a two-state solution to be negotiated.
Millions of Muslims across the world are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, known as the festival of breaking the fast to mark the end of Ramadan. It's known as the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, where Muslims fast from dawn to dusk. In a statement, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said many Muslims in Australia will mark the festival with sorrow due to the humanitarian situation in Gaza. He says it's a difficult and anxious time for many, and politicians were not invited to attend the Islamic celebration Eid al-Fitr at a prominent mosque in Australia due to the humanitarian situation in Gaza. Secretary of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Gamal Kar, says it was important for politicians to not attend the Lakemba Mosque in Sydney.
Absolutely no politicians, regardless of what persuasion they are, regardless of what position they've taken. We want to show unity, and we're calling on our politicians to do the same. There is no unity. There's no question of unity when it comes to a ceasefire and humanitarian crisis that we're suffering at the moment. And if politicians want to play politics, well, they're not invited to our mosques.
According to Gaza's health ministry, more than 33,000 Palestinians have been killed since Israel retaliated against Hamas's attack on October 7 that killed 1,200 people and resulted in more than 200 taken hostage. Businesses seeking to merge will have to notify the National Competition Regulator first under changes proposed by the federal government. The reworked merger rules will put corporate mergers primarily in the hands of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACCC, and ditch the voluntary disclosure scheme in favour of a mandatory regime. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says some mergers can cause serious economic harm.
This happens when players aren't interested in improving profitability by lifting productivity, when they're solely focused on squeezing out competitors to ensure a bigger percentage of the market. And this can strangle innovation, it can reduce productivity in our economy, and it can punish consumers with reduced choice.
Hamas says an Israeli proposal on a ceasefire in their war in Gaza does not meet the demands of Palestinian militant factions, but it will study the offer further and deliver its response to mediators. Egyptian and Qatari mediators have been trying to broker a ceasefire deal at talks in Cairo this week, while Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warns of plans for a ground assault in Rafah, where more than 1 million displaced civilians are sheltering. The lack of progress continues to anger the relatives of the hostages being held in Gaza. Israel says more than 130 remain there, with about a quarter of those believed dead. Dozens of families of the hostages, including Moran Aharoni, have protested outside Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem as his security cabinet met to discuss a hostage deal.
I'm here because we are being told that we are very close to a hostage deal, and there is a pressure from extreme sides in the government and out to postpone it, and for the hostages, which are our brothers, sisters, mothers, sons, and also babies, this will be basically an execution, and we will not stand for that. They have to come home.
Germany has denied that it was aiding a genocide in Gaza by selling Israel arms in a case brought to the International Court of Justice by Nicaragua. The latest case comes after a proposal order from the court in January found it is plausible that Israel is committing acts of genocide in Gaza. Germany is one of Israel's biggest arms suppliers, sending $536 million in military equipment and weapons in 2023. Tanya von Usler-Glichen, legal advisor for the German Foreign Ministry, claims all German arms exports are scrutinized to ensure adherence to international law.
Germany firmly rejects Nicaragua's accusations. Where Germany has provided support to Israel, including in form of exports of arms and other military equipment, the quantity and purposes of these supplies have been grossly distorted by Nicaragua. Germany only supplies arms on the basis of detailed scrutiny, a scrutiny that not only respects but far exceeds the requirements of international law.
Public school principals in New South Wales will be forced back into the classroom to fill teacher shortages. They'll be required to spend up to 3 days a week in classrooms to fill the staffing gaps. The changes have been outlined by the Education Minister Prue Carr in a letter to public school principals. School budgets are also being cut by $148 million, with Minister Carr saying the budget reduction reflects declining public school students' numbers and what she calls a overstaffed executive cohort. Enrollments have dropped by nearly 25,000 in the past 4 years as more students shifted to private schools. And to sport in football, Matilda's coach Tony Gustafsson says fans can expect to see the side to go hard in their friendly underway against Mexico in Texas. Speaking before the match, he told Channel 10 the encounter will be good preparation for the Paris Olympics.
We might take some hits and learn from that, but we're going to get some good pictures as well. So we're going to be extremely brave on the ball tonight and aggressive in pressing when the period is there to do that. So you're going to see a very, very brave Matildas on the ball tonight.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, sunny 29, Adelaide, cloudy 21, Melbourne, showers 18, Hobart, cloudy 17, Canberra, mostly sunny 19, Wollongong, wind easing and partly cloudy 20 degrees, Sydney, possible shower and windy with a top of 22, Newcastle, showers easing and windy 21, Brisbane, sunny 27, Cairns, partly cloudy 31, Darwin, sunny 34. And that is NITV Radio News.